Monica Ward has written a new book for children. In The Exciting Adventures of Boo, the young puppy learns many of life's lessons. But Monica herself is only 16 years old. We recently sat down with her and the book's illustrator, William Garbaz, to talk about the book. We began the conversation by asking Monica how she got the idea for Boo's Adventures.
When I was 13, I first thought of this idea. I wrote down all the lessons I learned throughout my childhood so far, and I narrowed it down to the 10 I thought were most important for children ages 2 to 12, and I created 10 different stories that revolved around the dog named Boo.
And so each of the stories has a kind of moral lesson. Boo learns something.
Yes.
Give us an example of that.
One of them is doing your best makes parents proud even if you're not the best.
Okay, and so Boo always has a happy ending to his stories, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to read us one of the stories just to give us a sense of how the stories go?
Sure. I'm going to read the first story called Boo in the Doghouse. And this is the shortest story out of them. Boo was a friendly dog with soft brown fur. He lived in a cozy house with Mom and Dad. Boo always wanted his very own doghouse that he could use for camping. Today was Boo's birthday, and his wish would finally come true. In his backyard awaited his very own doghouse. It was white with a red roof on it. It even had his name on it. "Can I camp out in it tonight, Boo Bart? Can I? "Sure, Boo Buddy," answered his dad. "Mom, may I go camping a little bit early?" "If you wish, birthday boy," said Boo's mom. "Can I go now?" She laughed and said, "Okay, honey, if you can't wait." Boo ran in and out of his brand new doghouse. "I love it," he howled. Then he ran around and around it. While playing outside, Boo stubbed his toe on his doghouse. He got very mad and started throwing things at it. "Ouch," Boo heard. Who said that?" he asked. He looked around. "Me," said the doghouse. "Stop throwing things at me. It hurts. For doing that, I won't let you inside for a whole day." Boo started to say, "But I..." "No excuses," said the doghouse. "I know it's your birthday, and I'm sorry about not letting you in. But you must never hurt someone just because you're mad." That night, Boo shivered outside in the cold. "I should not have been mean to the doghouse," Boo thought. "I probably should go back inside my house with Mom and Dad. But maybe the doghouse will change his mind." All night, Boo stayed out in the cold, just hoping the doghouse would let him in. Early the next morning, Boo whimpered, "May I come in, Mr. Doghouse?" "Only if you learned your lesson," said the doghouse. "Yes, I learned to treat others the way I want to be treated," said Boo, "and I'm sorry." The doghouse smiled. "Then you may come in, my friend." And that's the end of that story.
And so Boo has this kind of Harry Potter moment where the doghouse is talking to him, becomes a character in the story, right?
Yeah.
How do you get an idea like that?
I just thought, hey, I'm having the dogs talk. Why can't doghouses talk too?
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously with a children's book too, you've got to have illustrations because kids like the pretty pictures. And when you look at that picture on the page, I mean, the doghouse has its door slammed really tight shut so Boo can't get in. He's sad. Talk about how you developed the pictures for this.
Well, the illustrator is William Garbaz, and he would draw the picture of it. And then I would go through and tweak different words in the writing to make it match the picture. And then on the same hand, I would look at the picture and tell him, okay, like little things to tweak on it. Like if something was different, like let's say in one picture, Boo's teacher has a brown nose and the other one, he has a black nose. I just noticed stuff like that.
So, William, tell us, how did you first get in your mind what Boo was going to look like?
Well, I really didn't know. I thought of all the dogs that are out there in cartoon land, and I didn't want Boo to represent or look like any of these dogs. So it was just a matter of numerous sketches and sitting down with Monica and reviewing him. And seeing
and
which,
she picked one, or you said, no, this is the best one to use?
No, I left it entirely up to her, you know, which one she decided that. It was her character. She created it. I'm just bringing him to life. I'm producing a visual of this idea that she had, and she knew right away, you know, this was the one that we're going to go with.
So. And so did you feel like, yes, that's what he must look like? Or?
Yeah, there were several different drawings of Boo, and when I saw this Boo, I was like, that's it, that's Boo.
We interview a lot of authors on this program, but not many of them are high school freshmen. Do you feel like you're doing something that most nobody does at your age?
Yeah, well, I had always been a straight-A student throughout my life, and I noticed how this hard work and effort would only benefit myself, so I really wanted to find a way to put this hard work and effort towards something that would benefit others as children and animals as well. So I just put myself to work, and I self-motivated myself to do this.
And, of course, the proceeds from the sale of the books are going to go to...
the Nevada SPCA Animal Shelter. 100% of the money from the books I sell are going directly there.
Okay, and you've got a website, too, with... well, tell us about that Boo Stories website.
Yes, it's boostories.com, and all the games are for free. They can post pictures of their pets. There's pet recipes, games. They can read one of the 10 stories. They can email Boo, and there's just lots of fun there. And they can also buy the book here.
So, Monika, the hero had to be a dog? You didn't make him another little kid or some other kind of...
well, I decided to make it a dog because I feel that children can relate to him more because, for example, if I would have made the book about a girl named Sally, the child reading it would say, oh, Sally did this, Sally did that, what's Sally going to do next? But since I made it about Boo, a dog, and notice he's not like a certain breed of dog, he's not a Dalmatian, he's not a Maltese, they can kind of, their minds can kind of merge with Boo, and they go through the struggle and the victory at the end, and that way it says they themselves experienced this lesson, so therefore I hope they'll remember it forever.
Tell us what kind of dog you own.
I have a Maltese.
And that's totally different from what Boo looks like, right?
Yes, completely different.
I'd like to say Monika also has a farm, pretty much, of animals in her house. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have two birds. We have two dogs, a hamster, three rabbits, two tortoises, and lots of fish.
Okay, well, we won't tell the city of Henderson about that. What's next for you? I mean, obviously, you're going to keep trying to be a straight-A student. You play volleyball. You're in the cheerleading squad.
Yeah, well, right now I'm going around to all the different schools in the Clark County School District, and I read to them a story about the book, and I explain, give them a speech on the responsibility of taking care of pets, and talk about the Nevada SPCA Animal Shelter. And also, I went to the Ulan Elementary School, and I gave a writing seminar on how they themselves can start to write a book and get to the level of being published. And I explained about the three levels of editing, so... yeah.
Levels of editing?
These are some of them, but the ones I explained to the kids are, the first one is getting rid of unnatural and awkward writing and making it flow more naturally. The second one is getting into the minds of the character. And the third one is getting into the minds of the reader. So, yeah, I do the writing workshops for the kids and I read stories for them.
And they do their own stories out of that?
Yeah, they take my advice and then they go through their stories and they can edit and stuff.
What more do you want to do with writing?
I love writing, so I plan to keep writing.
Is that your main career, or are you going to always be writing? What, children's books, adult books, young adult books?
I don't plan to always only write children's books. I really like writing children's books, do that. And I also love theater, acting, and singing, so I'm getting into that too.
Monika Ward, author of The Exciting Adventures of Boo, and the book's illustrator, William Gabaz. They are donating the $15,000 from the sale of the book to the Nevada SPCA. And thank you for joining us this hour. Our producers include Carolyn Kresser and Lee Hernandez. Rich Copeland and Ronald Corso are our technical directors. Danielle Branton is our web guru and staff photographer. Our intern is Nancy Normile. For Dave Burns, I'm Ian Milchrist. For more information about future programs, go to knpr.org and register for SON First. Bye.